Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim McIntosh. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman juggles the ball. That's an error on Wegman. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura hits a line drive off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Sachs goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor strikes out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Karkovice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karkovice moves to second. Craig Griebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wegman spins and fires to second, and Karkovice is picked off. Two outs. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Griebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sax settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. One out. Steve Sax batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McIntosh is hit by the pitch. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McCaskill fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCaskill. McIntosh moves to second. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Serhoff strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grybek strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McIntosh is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McIntosh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. McIntosh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-2 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a line drive for a single. Bell moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McIntosh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McIntosh hits a line drive towards short. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0-for-3 in the game. Sax hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Sax. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Sax steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sax scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Gantner reaches second base with a double. William Suero pinch runs for Jim Gantner. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-3 in the game. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. William Suero now playing second base. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Karkoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.